about this multimedia electronic book. This electronic book functions exactly like a conventional website. This electronic book behaves exactly like a conventional website. Thus, you can use the exact same controls and techniques you use when you open a conventional website on the internet. The book opens in Internet Explorer, and it was tested thoroughly with this browser. However, it will open and function in most browsers. The e-book is linked directly, and indirectly, to millions of websites. If a website link does not function, use the words next to the link as a search phrase. Place the search phrase in the same search engine that was used for the original search. In most cases, this is listed on top of the list of websites, such as search phrase with Google. The search engine that was used to find most of the websites in this book is Google, but Google Scholar and Yahoo are very useful search engines. You can access these search engines at www.google.com, scholar.google.com web link, search.yahoo.com. Part 2. The following chapters deal with writing, focused on the biological sciences and related research. The chapters that follow in this portion of the book provide practical information that will help you create scientific documents of all types. Much of the information applies to all forms of descriptive and technical writing. However, the focus is on the biological sciences and related research. The last chapter in this series provides information on search engines and directories that deal with the biological sciences, including medicine. Chapter 1, Writing in the Biological Sciences. Your writing objectives, your writing goals, and your readers. Introductory concepts. When writing, it is important to consider your goals and your readers. This is especially the case when writing about biology, medicine, and health. Your goals and readers will determine the style you use, including words and sentence structure. All of this can present a challenge, which differs each time you write a document of any kind. There are two categories of goals involved with a writing task. The first category I will call your communication objectives, and the second category I will call your personal objectives. I will discuss this in detail in the following paragraphs. Your document and your communication objectives. Your communication objective is the message you are trying to transmit to your readers. It includes the information and specific arguments that you are trying to convey to your readers. That is, each writing task involves some type of communication goal, even if it is just a note, a term paper, a book, or a PhD thesis. For example, the communication objective for a note might be to inform a colleague that you will not be available on a specific date. The communication objective of a doctor's note might be to explain that the patient was absent from school because of illness. The communication objective of a report can be to inform your boss that additional laboratory equipment is required, and to explain why the equipment is necessary. The communication objective of scientific articles and books often involve conveying information and explaining dynamics, hypotheses, theories, and experiments. Communication and psychological factors. Your communication objectives can also include various psychological components. This can involve text that challenges the reader to solve a problem or stimulates the reader's thought processes in relation to a topic. It can also involve persuading your readers that your arguments are valid, your plans are justified, and that you carried out your experiment with knowledge, skill, and precision. Persuasive writing, with good scientific arguments and related plans for experimentation, are very important for the grant proposals needed for scientific research. Medical literature written for the general public often involves attempts to persuade the readers to avoid unhealthy behaviors and develop healthy habits. Keep in mind that the concepts of writing objectives, which were explained above, are very different from personal objectives. Personal objectives that relate to writing are discussed below. Your document and your personal objectives. Your personal objectives are what you are trying to gain from your writing efforts. Some examples will clarify this concept. The author of a book might have personal objectives of earning money from his efforts and gaining prestige. The personal objectives of a student writing a term paper can be to obtain a high grade and pass a course. The personal objectives of the writer of a scientific journal article can involve gaining prestige and increasing the chances of obtaining high-status employment. Sometimes a writing task involves a number of personal objectives. For example, an individual writing a PhD thesis will probably have a primary goal of obtaining a PhD. He or she can have secondary goals of getting the thesis published and gaining prestige in the profession. In addition, the personal objectives can also involve obtaining employment in a high-status and high-paying job as a result of obtaining a publisher for the thesis. Now that the concept of communication objectives and personal objectives have been clarified, we can proceed to the next problem faced by writers. Creating text that is appropriate for your readers and your objectives. Who are your readers? Are your readers lay people, students, technicians, nurses, physicians, professors or scientists? Do you know your readers, personally? Are you writing for a mixed audience, such as patients and doctors? Are you writing for a very diverse audience, such as lay people, students, physicians, and biologists? There are a number of techniques to use to successfully deal with the above questions and related problems, which are explained below. A simple technique: think of your objectives and put yourself in the reader's place and write accordingly. One of the simplest techniques is to imagine that you are your readers. When you do this, do not think of your ideal or friendly reader. You should think of your less knowledgeable and critical readers. This should include readers that have poor reading habits and come to conclusions without reading enough of the document to understand it. Think about their knowledge, vocabulary, experience, or lack of experience, as you imagine that you are your readers. Also, think of their culture, subculture, beliefs and sensitivities, and try to think as they do. Do this as you are writing. Periodically, ask yourself, will my readers understand these words, this sentence, this paragraph? Will my readers misunderstand the text that I am writing? Will they accept this material as valid? Will they react adversely to this paragraph or statement? Then try to answer the questions by imagining that you are your readers. Then, write accordingly. This includes thinking about your communication and personal objectives before you write, and make corrections in your words, sentences and paragraphs to suit your readers. Keep in mind that it is necessary to carry out the above technique while you are writing, so you can make corrections. If you postpone it until you have completed significant portions of your document, you might have to do additional work. Try to test your work by presenting your material to a sample of your readers to see if it meets your communication and personal objectives. One of the major problems with the technique presented above is you are imagining and making assumptions about your readers. The assumptions may or may not be accurate enough to guide you in your writing efforts. You can circumvent this difficulty by testing your document on a sample of your readers. This can also include an informal assessment of your readers' vocabulary, knowledge, education, culture, subculture, and any other factors that relate to your writing efforts. The above technique works best when you can test portions of your document well before it is completed. Sometimes, the best strategy is to present two or three versions of the material to find out what version the readers comprehend best and prefer. If you are dealing with a limited number of readers, such as a few colleagues or one instructor, you might be able to test your work with all of your readers.